Hi, this is Melody Fletcher, author of DeliberateReceiving.com. This is a free audio recording. If you like it and you'd like to pass it on, go ahead, as long as no changes are made and no money is charged for it. For more free articles and recordings and to download a free ebook explaining how the law of attraction really works, please visit www.DeliberateReceiving.com. How to visualize, the secret to what visualization really is. Nearly everyone who's talking about the law of attraction agrees that visualization is an integral part of the creation process. We're told that in order to create what we want, in order to line up with its frequency, we have to visualize what it is that we want. The more clearly we can see our desires, the more easily they'll come into our lives. Some books and courses go so far as to say that it's the act of visualizing which is actually creating. But what is visualization really? And how does it actually help us to create our reality? Is there a right way or a wrong way to do it? First, the act of visualizing is not how we create. Visualization is a powerful tool that we use in order to line up with the energy of that which we've already created. It's a tool we use to receive the energy of our desires into the physical. So while visualizing doesn't actually create, it is an important and integral part of the overall creation process. We were all born with the ability to visualize. As children, we call it playing pretend. Give a child a cardboard box, and seconds later he'll be sitting in a spaceship on his way to Mars. He actually sees and experiences the trip and all the accompanying surroundings in his mind's eye. We get trained out of using this ability as we grow up. We never lose it, but we forget that we have this ability. We're told to grow up. We don't have time to daydream. Life gets in the way. But what is visualizing really for? When we visualize, when we pretend that something has already happened, when we play out scenarios in our heads, we have the chance to root out and eliminate any conflicting vibrations. Remember that in order to line up with your manifestation, in order to receive it into the physical, you must be vibrating at your desire's frequency without giving off a conflicting vibration. Visualization helps you to ferret out those conflicting thoughts. Let's say that you want a new car. So you sit down on your couch and you visualize sitting in the car on the plush leather seats. You can smell the leather, the carpet, the entire interior. You put your hands on the steering wheel. You smile. One of the back doors is opened and your children get in. They immediately begin to make a mess. One of them spills a soda. They're ruining your new car. Whenever we visualize or daydream, our thoughts begin to take on a life of their own. They may well go down a negative path. You might get frustrated, angry, even imagine yourself taking revenge on people. Pay attention to when this happens. This is your brain translating those frequencies that aren't serving you. In the example I just mentioned, for instance, the frustration and anger you experienced might point to a belief that you can't have a luxury car as long as you have kids. Perhaps the belief is even bigger. You can't have anything really nice or luxurious as long as you have kids. This isn't true, of course, but as long as you have this belief, the contradictory frequency will keep you from getting that new car. So visualizing is basically like a dry run for life. It allows you to practice, to feel your way through situations and find out where you're still harboring negative frequencies. Let's look at another example. You're a woman who wants to fall in love. So you lie in bed every night imagining the perfect man, only for some reason, he's not that perfect. Somewhere in your visualization of what real life would be like, he always does something to hurt you. You begin to see a pattern and realize that you always end the daydream with a fight. So you begin to work on changing that visualization. You find ways to see him that don't result in a fight. You see him as kind and caring. He reacts differently than he did before. This is quite difficult and uncomfortable at first, but each night that you practice, it gets a little easier. After a while, you're able to visualize the relationship in a whole new way. You're able to see a whole different kind of man. You've just shifted your vibration. Keep practicing until you feel really good about your vision, until there's nothing left for you to just have to put up with, until you're easily able to see yourself with the man you really want. Visualization can be an incredibly powerful yet gentle tool to help you work through resistance. If used properly, this process can help you to ferret out negative vibrations and shift or eliminate them. Here are a few more tips to help you get started. Make it a full body experience. What do you see? What do you hear? How does it smell? How does it feel? Get all of your senses involved. Really play pretend the way you did as a child. If you have trouble visualizing, get some multimedia help. Find pictures on the internet of things that you want. Print them and paste them on a vision board if you like. Find songs that inspire you and help you get into the daydream. What song would you play while driving your new car down the freeway? But remember that just looking at pictures is not enough. You have to get into the fantasy. Really play it out in your mind in order to see if you harbor any conflicting vibrations. Have fun with it. When you were a child, you played easily. Have that same attitude now. Don't force yourself to visualize on some strict schedule. Do it when it feels right, when you're ready to have some fun with it. The work is not in the visualizing. It's in paying attention to where that visualization takes you. Take time out of your day to play pretend. What would it feel like to have that new car, corner office, gorgeous spouse, or recording contract? What would your life really be like if you received this one thing you've always wanted? Play until you can control the entire visualization, until you feel really good about everything you're experiencing, until it feels completely and totally right. And when it becomes a game, when you can easily see yourself having what you desire with no conflicting thoughts, the things you want will come to you quickly and easily. If you liked this article and would like to pass it on, no problem. As long as no changes are made to the recording and it continues to be absolutely free. For more free articles and recordings and to download a free ebook explaining how the Law of Attraction really works, please visit www.deliberatereceiving.com. Thanks for listening.